Grace and peace to you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Smelly, wearing weird clothes, and eating whatever they could find, you might think I'm talking about John the Baptist from today's gospel reading. However, I am not. I am talking about camp counselors. Here is a picture of me during one of the summers that I worked at Flathead Lutheran Bible Camp, which is a Lutheran outdoor ministry situated on the shores of Flathead Lake. During the summer, I would go there and I would spend the summer sharing God's love with so many children and young folks. And then on the weekends, Glacier National Park was only an hour and a half away. So this picture right here you can see is me standing above Swift Current Lake, looking towards the eastern side of Glacier National Park at Swift Current Pass. Thank you for showing that picture. So we're on top of this beautiful hike, and I wanted to share with you about this particular day and this particular photo because it really stands out to me in terms of today's gospel. We began the day by saying we wanted to summit a mountain that was near Logan's Pass, which is at the very top of Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park. And we said we wanted to do a hike, and it was going to be a fairly short hike. But as we got to the parking lot and we were getting ready to do our hike, we saw a thick level of fog that was surrounding the mountain we wanted to hike. And so we said, no, we won't do that hike today. Instead, we'll try another one that wasn't part of our plan, but we wanted to do it anyway. So as we continued down the road, we were on a trail, and there were mountain goats to the left side of the trail, and then every once in a while we would see a marmot on the right side of the trail. And as we walked along, I was listening, and I heard the sounds of falling water coming from the glaciers above, and I heard the sounds of birds as they chirped. We continued down the trail, and we made it to a part where we said, okay, we can either go back down to the road, and we can have a pretty short hitchhike back up to the parking lot to get to our car, or we can go down this other direction, and that's the direction that you see in the background of this photo, is Swift Current Lake, which is where we decided to go. All told, this unplanned hike ended up being a total of 14 miles. And so none of us were very prepared for this. However, we all had snacks and enough water to make it through the day. But that meant that by the time we made it to the bottom, this parking lot area that was the end of our hike, we didn't have any plan for how we were going to get back to our vehicle. Fortunately for us, there was a man who was hiking behind us on the trail out, and his name was John. You can go ahead and switch back to me, Kai. Thanks. And John was this really kind man who had heard us talking about how we didn't have a ride to get back to our car, which was way at the top end of the national park. And so John said, why don't you come and I'll give you a ride there? And we said, well, is it on your way? And he said, well, no, I'm actually staying pretty close to here, but I know you guys are in a pickle, so I'll take you back. So we all hopped in John's SUV and he drove down the road. And as we sat in John's car, he chatted with us about all sorts of things. And we asked him, well, John, what do you do for a living? He said, actually, I'm a rocket scientist. And we said, wow, that's awesome. You know, what are you doing here in Glacier National Park? And he said, well, I'm here with my wife and my family, and we're just enjoying some time away. And I said, well, that's wonderful. And as we continued on, we shared stories about our hike that day, about how we had seen mountain goats and pikas and rushing waterfalls and massive glaciers. And he said, yeah, I've seen all that too. Isn't this a beautiful place? And we said, yes. And we continued to talk, and we shared stories about our lives, and we shared stories about our summer working at this Bible camp. And as we got closer and closer to our destination, we really kind of started to talk about our spirits. And as we pulled into the parking lot right next to our car, John said, yeah, if you have a moment, I'd like to share something with you. And he said, the reason that my family and I are in Glacier National Park these last 2 weeks is because recently my dear brother committed suicide, and we needed some time to be away and to just center ourselves. And he said, I'm not a very religious person, and I don't really go to church, but I know all of you are Christians because you work at this Bible camp, so would you please pray with me? And so we sat in John's car and we prayed with him. I consider this to be an experience of profound listening. And so listening is what I want to talk to you all about today. In the gospel, we hear that there is a voice crying out from the wilderness. And indeed, today, I hope to share with you some stories of places where we can listen to what the wilderness is saying to us. I'm going to share another picture with you. This picture is of the North Fork of the Flathead River. The North Fork of the Flathead River runs along the western boundary of Glacier National Park, and it was a river that I guided high schoolers down as a counselor. So me and a team of other counselors would get all of these kids into these rafts, and we'd get all our gear, and we'd go for a four-day float down this beautiful and wild and scenic river. Now, part of being a wild and scenic river under an official designation is that you're not allowed to go anywhere on the channel and disrupt its normal flow, its natural flow. So that means that if big logs come down and block off parts of the channel and make it impassable, well, you just have to get around it. There's no chainsaws, there's no saws, there's no adjusting to the natural flow of the river. And so when we would float down this river each year for the first time during our staff training, as we are in this picture right here, it would change. The first 2 years that we floated down this river, there was a natural path in the channel that followed a map that we had. And so that was the way that we went. And then on the third year that I worked there, and we were on our staff training trip going down this river, we came to that point and the river looked totally different. There were trees that had fallen over on one side and had completely blocked the channel. It had, in fact, shifted the channel over, and the river had cut a new path, a very deep, very narrow path, through another section with a bunch of cottonwood trees. And so, you can go ahead and switch back, Kai. Thank you. And so, this new path was a place that we had never gone before. But as we got to that point and we saw our old channel that we were used to taking, we thought, well, what about this new one? And so we listened. And as we listened, we heard that the water that was going into the old channel that we used to take was just the sound of trickling water. And as we listened that this new channel that had just opened up had a lot of water moving through it. You could hear it, the deep sound of rushing water. And so we said, let's follow this new path. Let's go in this new direction because we've listened and we're responding. In our lives, we have opportunities to listen. And some of the people that I admire the most are great listeners. And great listeners know when it's time to listen, and they know the perfect moment to respond. When we were guiding on the North Fork, we saw that there was a path that was no longer usable to us on our rafts, and so we went for the new channel. We listened, and we responded. Now, there's a lot of you here at Faith Lutheran that are really good at listening. And in particular, I'm talking about listening to the environment around you. We are gifted in this congregation to have many people, and those people are farmers. And they listen to their land. They notice things about the way that things are growing, whether that be plants or animals, and they respond. And there are many of you that go out into the natural world on a regular basis and take pictures of things like birds. And you go out and you experience these wonderful hikes that we have offered to us here in the North State. And as you do that, those are opportunities and moments that you can listen. And as you listen, maybe over the last 10 or 20 years, you might have noticed that as you listen that things sound a little bit different, that voice crying out from the wilderness has taken a bit of a different tone. I was talking with one of my friends who studied environmental education at the University of Montana, and as part of his master's degree in this, he went to a small town in Idaho called McCall. And as he was in McCall, he would ask the people that lived there, he would say, you know, have you noticed anything changing over the last 10 or 20 years in terms of the weather and the way that things go? And they would say, yes. Back in the day, there used to be so much snow that all of our cattle fences would be covered up all the way. And you could ride your snowmobile across the tops of these fences. The snow was so deep. But they would say, but in the last 10 or 20 years, there's been not enough snow that we can do that. And those fences are exposed and they stick up out of the snow. And indeed, as I consider my years I spent in Glacier National Park as a counselor at Flathead Lutheran Bible Camp, Glacier was changing during those times too. The glaciers that existed, the namesake of the park, have been receding for many years and getting smaller and smaller. And they're not regenerating and getting larger as they used to. In the North Fork of the Flathead River, where we would guide our high schoolers, towards the end of the summer, the flows would drop lower and lower and lower so that we couldn't even go at the usual place we would start on our float. We actually had to go farther downstream where there was more water. These are things that we notice as we listen. And so the question for all of us is, what do we do with this voice crying out in the wilderness? This voice of the wilderness itself telling us that things aren't quite right. How do we respond when we notice that things are changing? And the truth is, I don't have any perfect answers for you. Because truly, the way that we respond when we listen well is to respond in love, just as we do in our relationships with one another. And when you respond in love and in relationship, the way you respond is based on your relationship that you already have. And so I ask each of you, what relationship do you have to wilderness places, to special places outside that have meant something to you? And then as you consider that relationship, as you listen to those places, what are those places calling you to do? How are they calling you to act? As I said, I don't have answers to the perfect way to respond, but I hope that as you consider our earth and our natural environment and these places that we really care about, I hope you consider taking the time to listen more, to reflect, and then to know the moment to respond. And I would argue that the moment to respond is right now. And that voice crying out from the wilderness, we've heard it. And so now it's time for us to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare God's kingdom by caring for our creation in meaningful ways that are rooted in our relationship to places. May we all care for creation as Christ has cared for us. Amen.